This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Proportional representation candidates allowed to withdraw names from closed list today for upcoming March 5 polls. Closed session of Nepali Congress Special General Convention begins today. Nepal to launch first homegrown satellite Munal today. And Tehran streets turn into war zones amid rising anti-government unrest. Now the news in detail. Candidates whose names are included in the closed list under the Proportional Representation PR system for the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5th can withdraw their names today between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The Election Commission has stated that candidates wishing to withdraw their names from the closed list submitted by political parties on the 28th and 29th of December may submit an application in the format prescribed by the Commission. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has stated that a trustworthy security environment for the upcoming House of Representatives polls will be created for the political parties, candidates and voters. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai said that a robust security situation would be ensured for the political parties and candidates to visit the voters for the election campaigns and for the voters to cast their votes. The closed session of the Nepali Congress Special General Convention is set to begin at 10 a.m. today at Prikuti Mandap in Kathmandu. According to Subhas Pokhrel, coordinator of the Publicity Subcommittee, the session initially scheduled for 8 a.m. was delayed by 2 hours to allow time for remaining delegate registrations and a scheduled snack break. The convention secretariat has shared that said by Sunday evening, a total of 2,662 general convention representatives had completed registration. The special general convention is being organized by the pro-convention group led by General Secretaries D.O. Gagan Kumar Thapa and Biswa Prakash Sarma. The convention was inaugurated yesterday under the chairmanship of Nepali Congress Kathmandu President Krishna Bania, with both General Secretaries jointly leading the opening session. Prime Minister Sushila Karki participated in a tea reception hosted yesterday by the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, RPP, on the occasion of National Unity Day and Prithvi Chayanti. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel, leaders from various political parties, heads and representatives of diplomatic missions and leaders from different sectors of society were also present at the event. The Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, has completed preparations for the launch of Nepal's indigenously developed satellite Munal. Built under the guidance of higher secondary students at Nepal's first space system laboratory over the past 2 years, the satellite marks a historic milestone in the country's space technology development. The Munal satellite will be used for vegetation monitoring, testing homegrown technology and processing data using artificial intelligence. It will be operated from the ground station in Kumaltar of Lalitpur. Secretary at NAST Dr. Rabindra Prasad Thakal said the satellite will be launched today as a rideshare payload aboard ISRO's SLV-62 rocket from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota of India at 10:32 a.m. Nepali time. Singer Prashant Tamang, known for his stint on popular singing reality show Indian Idol, passed away yesterday at the age of 42. The popular singer and actor shone brightly on the stage of Indian Idol across the entire Hindi and Nepali music worlds. Hailing from West Bengal's Darjeeling, Prashant Tamang was the winner of the Indian Idol Season 3 in 2007. After clinching the Indian Idol title, he did not confine himself solely to the field of music but entered the world of acting alongside singing in the Nepali blockbuster movie Gorkha Paltan and thereafter worked in dozens of films. Tributes and condolences have been pouring in across social media, with many expressing shock over the singer's sudden passing. Nepali former Gorkha soldier Hari Buddha Magar has made history as the first person with double above-the-knee amputations to climb the highest peaks on all seven continents. He completed the challenge on January 6 with a three-day ascent of Mount Vincent in Antarctica, reaching 4,892 meters in temperatures as low as minus 25 degrees Celsius. Magar, aged 46, lost both legs in 2010 while serving in Afghanistan. His seven summits journey began with Mont Blanc in 2019 and included Kilimanjaro, Everest, Denali, Aconcagua, Puncak-Jaya, and culminated with Mount Vincent. The achievement has been recognized by Guinness World Records. Magar described raising the Nepali flag atop Mount Vincent as a magical moment and a symbol of courage and resilience. A recipient of the Pride of Britain Award and an MBE, he is scheduled to arrive in Kathmandu on January 15 to share his historic accomplishment, which serves as an inspiration for all, especially persons with disabilities. Bus wreckage has been found on the bank of the Trishuli River at Duangrang Besi, Abu Khairani Rural Municipality 5 in Tanahu. It is suspected that it could be one of the two buses that went missing in Simaltal of Bharatpur Metropolitan City 29 last year. The wreckage was found about 200 meters closer to Tanahu site from the place where the bus went missing. According to Pratik Singh, inspector of Mugling Area Police Office, the blue-coloured one seen matches the colour of the Ganapati bus that disappeared in Simaltar. However, he informed that certainty could only be given after the bus is fully retrieved. On the 12th of July in 2025, two buses went missing along with the landslide from Simaltal on the Narayangad-Mugling Road section into the Trishuli River. Out of 65 people on the two buses, 11 bodies were recovered, 3 were injured, while 51 people went missing in the incident. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Iran has warned it will retaliate if attacked by the United States, as reports indicate hundreds of protesters have been killed in a violent government crackdown. According to the BBC, the streets of Tehran and other cities have turned into war zones with live ammunition used against demonstrators. Footage from a Tehran morgue showed about 180 body bags, while the U.S.-based human rights activist news agency reports 495 protesters and 48 security personnel have died nationwide. Over 10,600 people have been detained during the ongoing unrest. The protests, which began over rising inflation, have evolved into calls for an end to the rule of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Tensions have escalated internationally, with the U.S. threatening possible strikes and the other measures, and Iran's parliament warning that U.S. and Israeli military and shipping centers would be legitimate targets if attacked. Iran has declared 3 days of mourning to those killed, and internet access remains largely shut down, limiting reporting from inside the country. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain mainly fair over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Mist will occur at most places in the Tarai region today. Meanwhile, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley has risen slightly compared to yesterday. According to the Weather Forecasting Division, today at 5:45 a.m. Kathmandu recorded a minimum temperature of 3.6 degrees Celsius, up from 3 degrees Celsius at the same time yesterday. Yesterday, the minimum temperature at 8:45 a.m. had dropped further to 2.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Proportional representation candidates allowed to withdraw names from closed lists today for upcoming March 5 polls. Closed session of Nepali Congress Special General Convention begins today. Nepal to launch first homegrown satellite Munal today. And Tehran streets turn into war zones amid rising anti-government unrest. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.